Shalom Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. You know, I was reading a book by Dennis Bennett called The Holy Spirit in You, and it talks about a woman that worked with the deaf, and she prayed for them to be so immersed with the Holy Spirit that two deaf mutes started praying the most articulate known languages. And then 20 deaf people spoke fluently in tongues. Another book I read by John Sherrill called They Speak With Other Tongues. This John Sherrill went to a university and tape recorded people praying and speaking in unknown tongues. And a linguistic scholar said every one of them was a real language. He could figure that out. He didn't know all the languages, but everyone was a definite language. So how do you receive this Holy Spirit explosion? First of all, he's called the Holy Spirit. Get that? The Holy Spirit. You can't be involved in the New Age and expect to receive the Holy Spirit. Read Deuteronomy chapter 18. If you're involved in seances and fortune-telling and witchcraft and reading cards and Harry Potter, if you're involved in drugs, if you're involved in adultery, what kind of spirit do you think you're going to be immersed in? It's not going to be God's Holy Spirit. So, number one, repent of your sins. You can do that. Tell God you're sorry and ask Him for the help to overcome them and not keep repeating them. The next thing you have to understand is receiving the Holy Spirit, although some people have emotional experiences with it, it's not necessarily an emotion. It's a decision. Now, with me, someone said, pray in the name of Jesus that you be immersed with the Holy Spirit. I did that. And he said, now you can pray in tongues. And I hadn't had that unbelief. He told me I could do it. If he had told me I could have walked on water, I would have walked on water at that moment. And I spoke in unknown tongues perfectly. And I had no emotion. Now remember, you receive this explosion of the Holy Spirit by faith. And receiving is usually an action. For instance, Peter walking on water. If Peter had said to Jesus, I'd like to walk on the water, but I'm not going to do it till you move my legs. That way I'll know it's sure that it's really from you. If I move my own legs, who knows? Wait a second. Peter did his part. He moved his own legs. So faith is an action. And you better demonstrate an action or you don't have faith. And if you don't have faith, you're not a God pleaser. Receive the Holy Spirit by faith. And you have to become like a little child. Although I was 30 years of age, I was like a little child for the things of God and the gifts of the Spirit. I mean, my instructor told me I could do it, and I didn't doubt it, and I had no unbelief. Now, you can sing in the Spirit, and you can sing with your understanding. And many people like to sing their language. Psalm 81:10 says, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But it says in the second chapter of Acts that they spoke in tongues. Who did the speaking? They did the speaking. You must do the speaking. And do it out loud. And don't stop. And pray as fast as you can. And you know what? I've had people that have been praying in tongues for years, but they really haven't been doing it much because they didn't realize that it immerses the Holy Spirit throughout them, that they're praying mysteries in the Spirit to solve the biggest problems in their life that their peanut brain doesn't understand, that they're going to be able to speak languages they've never been instructed to people and give them words of prophecy in their own language, that they're going to be able to pray in tongues and then interpret it in church. They're going to be able to praise God well in the Spirit. And when they pray very quickly, God gives them multiple tongues, and they'd had one prayer language their whole life. The language will actually change. Now, the devil will tell you, you're making it up. Well, you tell the devil, I've repented of known sin, and I believe that Jesus is my Lord, and I am asking Jesus to fill me with the Holy Spirit, because he's seated at the right hand of God the Father, and he promised that the Holy Spirit would come and be inside of me. So I'm just standing on his word. And so are you ready to pray? Pray out loud with me. Dear God, say this right after me. Dear God, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me for my sins. I believe the blood of Jesus washes them away. I make Jesus my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, live inside of me. And now, Holy Spirit, I ask you to baptize me, to just fill me with your presence. I have only so many words in English I can sing to you and pray to you, but I want to pray in unknown tongues, and the Bible says that I praise you well, and I want to praise you well, so I dedicate whatever comes out of my mouth to praising you well in the name of Jesus. Now begin to thank him for the blood. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you for the fact that I'll be forever with you in heaven. Thank you, you'll never leave me or forsake me. Thank you, Lord. I bless you, Jesus. Now begin to speak in unknown tongues. And you think, I don't know what to say? Perfect so far. If you'll be like a little child, that's what you have to enter the kingdom of God like a little child. A little child starts with little syllables, but say them quickly and elongate them. And just if you'll do it so quick, and you will not hear it in your head. Thank you, Lord. Come on now, you can do it. God's waiting for you. You're not waiting for God. How can you walk on the water if you're waiting for God to move your leg, Peter? It's time to launch out. Now pray it as strongly, as loud as you can, and as quickly as you can. You can do it faster. I'm just a Holy Ghost cheerleader right now. Do you realize what you are doing? You are changing yourself. You are being saturated in the Spirit of the living God. Now, for those that did not pray, listen, it's just because we all come from different perspectives. But if you'll just, read the Bible for a little bit, praise God in English, anytime you want to start, you can start. And if you have prayed, you can. That's the only gift of the Spirit. You can start and stop at will. And if you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit and you haven't been praying much, boy, you should read a book of my friend Dave Roberson. He started praying 8 hours a day, and he is a superman in the Spirit. A friend of mine read his book and did the same thing, and this guy is a missionary to the nations now. I mean, being saturated in the Spirit, being saturated in the blood of Jesus by taking communion, being saturated in the Word of God by meditating on God's Word. I prophesy to you, if you'll do this, you'll become a minister that is a flame of God's fire. And at this set time to favor Zion, it is so imperative. I've got a copy here of the newspaper ads. We're running by faith in the largest newspapers in Israel, the largest newspapers in New York City. Do you realize there are 7 million Jewish people in New York City and in Israel that can watch It's Supernatural television? And these shows are so anointed by God because they're not religious. Praise God. I want you to become part of the Millionaires Club, a million souls. I believe that you and I together, with your prayers and with your gifts, we can run these ads. What if 20% of Israel's population, 20% of New York City starts watching our television show? Having a million Jewish people and maybe 10 million Gentiles come to the Lord, I want to take that to heaven with me. What about you? He who wins souls is wise. Become part of the Millionaires Club. A million souls. No premiums. No box tops. Just the favor of God. Call or write today. This is the Shabbat broadcast. I want to bless you. Oh, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause His countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you His shalom, His completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Tsar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness. And there's something going on in people's heads right now. Migraines are being destroyed. Tumors are being destroyed. Backs are being healed, necks are being healed, pain of all kind is lifting in Yeshua's name. Shabbat Shalom.
Yivarech Adonai veyishmarech. Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha ve'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.